This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com and be sure to use discount code 17NERDSDIS. That's 17NERDSDIS to save 10%. TouringPlans.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show 199 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Jimmy. This week, Ed couldn't be with us, so I get the honor of hosting the show. Tonight, I am lucky enough to have two lovely women with me. Charlotte, how are you?
I am great, Jimmy. I am so glad to be on with you. It seems like it's been a while since we have been on together.
I agree. And Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. I don't think I've ever been better. Awesome.
All right. So tonight we are lucky enough, the three of us, to be on one of my favorite shows to do, and that is The Wheel of Attractions.
Me too. I love Wheel.
I love Wheel as well. I was very excited to be able to be here tonight.
So, for those of you listening who have never heard one of our Wheel of Attractions show, basically Ed has like a carnival wheel in his office that basically spins, and it's got a list. It's got every attraction on it. So we spin the wheel, which Ed let me borrow the wheel. He's very temperamental about the wheel. I'm gonna have to return it probably first thing in the morning, because if the wheel's gone for too long, he gets very upset. But basically we spin the wheel, whatever attraction it lands on, we'll talk for a few minutes about that attraction. And just kind of our points of views, and sometimes, you know, they're alike, and sometimes, we disagree. So, but it's a lot of fun because, you know, I think we all, even though Charlotte may have an attraction that's her favorite, even though it's not my favorite, and we may disagree on it being the best, I think most of us enjoy most of the attractions in Walt Disney World.
Agreed.
And absolutely.
It's funny that me and you are going to disagree.
We could disagree.
We could.
If Sam was here, it'd almost be like 98% that me and him would disagree. For some reason, me and Sam look at things just completely. I don't know if it's just because the way our minds just work differently. But me and him always have different opinions of things. Not that we, you know, he does dislike something and I like it, but just the things that I like about it and the things that he like about it are typically very different. So
absolutely,
it's funny, but it's all in good fun, and we all love the world. So that's what brings us all here. So. Before we get started, I just want to just make sure everybody knows how you can get a hold of the Disney Nerds Podcast. I don't know how you're listening now. You may be listening via the website, but the Disney Nerds Podcast is available not only on the website, but it's also available on iTunes. It's available on Google Play Music. It's available on the Stitcher app, the TuneIn Radio app, which is for you guys that use the Amazon Echo. If you have it uses TuneIn Radio, so you can just say, Alexa, play the Disney Nerds Podcast, and it's going to play the last episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast through TuneIn. The other thing is, I would ask all the listeners that if you would please share the show with your friends, anybody that you know that is a Disney fan and may get some benefit from the podcast. Please let them know about it. Share on social media. Share when you're listening. Usually there's a button just to share that you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. And the last thing I would say before we get started is every Tuesday night we've been doing a kind of a live Q&A live stream on Facebook, on the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. So check us out there every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time. It's usually two or maybe even three of us, and it's a little different than the standard podcast like we're doing tonight because it's very interactive. You get to chat with us and ask questions, and we can try and get as many of those as we can, and we can interact with you guys. So try and do that. So with all that being said, we appreciate all you guys and listening to us, and you're obviously the reason we do this. So thanks, and let's get started.
Let's do it.
Who wants to spin the wheel first?
Me.
Lisa. She's jumping out of her pants.
All right, Lisa. Go ahead. Give the wheel a big spin.
All righty.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Dang. I don't know how I'm going to follow that.
Well, that's all I got in me tonight, so I just wanted to do that right away.
No whammies. Big money. Starting to slow down. And, all right,
Canada,
my Canada.
I was just singing this music today.
I heard it this morning listening to Sorcerer Radio on the way to work, and I was singing it.
That's funny.
I love that song.
Yeah,
I love this song because it's got the English part and the French part.
Yes.
English and half in French. Go ahead, Charlotte.
I was listening to Sorcerer Radio as well today and heard that. So that's kind of funny. Because I remember kind of just like stopping what I was doing and like tilting my head back and just enjoying it for a second. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. I wish I was in Canada right now.
I'm not sure, but was the song part of the original attraction? Is that where it was from? I think it was, but I don't remember.
It was.
Before the current iteration of O Canada, it was in the attraction.
Yes, I think. Yes, I'm certain it was. Because the current iteration is with Martin Short, correct?
Correct.
Yes, so it definitely was.
So, man, I wish they could have found some type of way to work that back into the new. That song's so beautiful. I wish they could have found a way to work that back into the new. The new film.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
So, what's your opinion? Since Lisa spun, Charlotte, we'll go to you first. Tell us what your opinion on this attraction is, and maybe some things that you like, and maybe some things that you don't like.
I am going to be so terribly honest and say that I have only watched this one time and I was very distracted because I had a temper tantrum child with me and so I don't remember very much about it, and every time I have gone to go into the Circle Vision and watch it again, something else is always calling. I have to get to the next pavilion, the next thing, then the next food or wine.
And, that's a very good point. I mean, one of my issues with Canada is it's so close to the Rose and Crown.
Yeah, well.
I don't think that's an unacceptable excuse, Jimmy.
No, but I've seen it many times.
It's just, it's what, 20 minutes long?
Probably about 20 minutes, I guess.
Yeah, I think about 20
Maybe
minutes.
Maybe a little bit less, but yeah.
But it's around that, and so I don't know. I just usually can't give 20 minutes. No, that's okay. So now my new goal is
we're gonna put that on your list. Put that on your list that we have to do O Canada when we're there in October, November.
All right, it's on the list. We're doing it.
Matter of fact, go ahead, and we're not talking about this tonight, but go ahead and put Reflections of China on there too. On your list, because we need to do that, because that they're going to be changing soon, and we definitely want to go get that in one more time before they change the film.
That's true. And it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. And I know we're not going to talk about Reflections of China since we're on O Canada. But it's funny how different pavilions call to us more, because I've seen Reflections of China millions of times. I see that as many times as I can. But for some reason, the China pavilion calls to me, where the Canada pavilion, I can walk through, I enjoy, I get a drink from that delicious apple drink, and
oh, that's Lisa's drink.
Yeah, that Lisa's who introduced me to that. So
yeah. Ottawa apple.
The Ottawa apple. Yeah. Exactly. And so I walk by the waterfall, and that's pretty much it of my time in Canada. So yes, it's on the list for our meet. We're doing Canada together.
I don't want to knock them too hard, but the store there kind of sucks.
Over in Canada?
Yeah, the little shop. I mean, there's just not a whole lot of... I guess because Canada is so close to the United States that there is some cool things in there that is different, you know. But it's not like walking through the store in Japan or China or... Because, you know, just they just don't have a lot of cool stuff in the store. The store, and it's not very big.
Right.
Kind of tight in there. So I agree. It's not, there's not a, I think Canada is one of the nicer pavilions aesthetically. When you go upstairs and you walk by the falls in the back, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
But to your point, there's not a whole lot to draw you back there. Once you've kind of seen it, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's why that greenery back there is a hidden gem.
Yeah.
And the waterfall back there is a hidden gem, because not a lot, because you're right, there isn't a lot that draws you back there.
So
it is, Lisa, a wonderful place for taking a break. Like, if you need a quiet spot, I have always found Canada to be a nice quiet spot.
Oh, they do have one of there. The little, me and Kim took a walk back there with my nephew and Wyatt, on our past trip, and it was nice. We almost went to go see O Canada, but there's like a line. It was, you know, we were there during the summer, so it was pretty busy. So we decided not to wait for it, but then we walked back up the path to kind of go around, and we walked through the store. But right before you get to the store, there's like one of those red phone booths up there too, that kind of like in the UK, but this one, there's nobody up there, so you can go in there and take all the crazy pictures you want. Lisa, O Canada. Tell me your thoughts.
I will say that I enjoy O Canada. I enjoy the circle vision, because that's one of the things that they have to point out. It is circle vision. The downside is that there's no seating in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's done intentionally because of circle vision, right?
Because of circle vision, correct. And you experience the same thing. You guys talked about Reflections of China. It's the same thing in Reflections of China. There's no seating in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same setup. I enjoy it because I really think that our neighbors to the north have some beautiful landscapes.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Definitely.
You know, I had the luxury of going up to Canada and working there for a couple of weeks in Saskatchewan.
Awesome.
It was a very different experience, but the landscaping up there is just gorgeous. And I think that, O Canada, you see a lot of what I saw when I was up there, just the beautiful landscapes, the cities,
mm-hmm.
everything that the country has to offer. And that's what that's about. When we think about World Showcase, you think about education, right? Isn't that
sure.
right?
Absolutely.
Well, Epcot, not just World Showcase, all of Epcot.
Right. So, from that perspective, It does a fantastic job, and it really does, in my opinion. And look, I'm not Canadian, but in my opinion, it does a great job showing people who may have never been or may never go to Canada some of the great landscapes of Canada.
For the next one.
I remember doing this as a kid in Walt Disney World, maybe a young teenager. And I remember not liking it very much. just because I think we had to stand, and it was just kind of boring. I think since then, since they added, and it's, I mean, now it's even getting a little more, it's getting a little dated now. But, you know, I think since they added Martin Short, added a little bit of comedy to it, it kind of pokes fun at itself and the former version of itself. Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic. I mean, the last time I saw it was probably a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and watching it, it made me want to go visit Canada.
Well, I can't wait to view it with you guys during our meet. I have been to Canada. I loved it. And so this will be like taking a trip back. I look forward to it.
I've been several times because I happen to live the furthest north. So
it's not that far for you.
It's not quite as far of a trip for me as it is for you guys. And again, from an educational perspective, from a perspective of somebody saying that they'll never go to Canada, they'll probably never have the opportunity to go to Canada, that is a great depiction of what the country is all about.
Well, and you know, nice. So my family on my mother's side, I mean, that's where they're from. I'm in South Louisiana. That's where the Cajuns are. That's where my family, the Dufresnes, are from. They're from Quebec, Canada. So I would love to go see that. And definitely be interesting. So who wants to? I'm going to let Charlotte.
Let me have the wheel. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
That's pretty good. I don't know if you got it. I don't know if it's been as hard as when Lisa did it, but it's pretty good.
Well, I almost knocked it right off, and you almost went out the door.
I'd have had to answer to Ed if you'd have broke it. Slowing down now. Let's see. All right, and it's Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Oh yes, I did a good one.
What are your thoughts on the Maharaja Jungle Trek?
We did all of these little trails last October because we were there for 782 days. So we had the opportunity to go through a lot of these trails. But I'll need to be refreshed on which one was the Maharaja Jungle Trek.
So there's two trails. One is the Pangani Forest Expedition. Mm-hmm. That's the one in Africa closer to the entrance is as you leave the safari. And that is the one with
the gorillas.
The gorillas,
okay.
The Maharaja Jungle Trek is the one, and I'll get into this a little when it's my turn. The one that you go and they got the tigers and it's that one.
The bats.
Yes!
Okay,
bats.
All right, perfect. So that absolutely left a huge impression on me. So that was the coolest thing I had ever experienced was how big those bats were. So that was... Okay, so that was amazing. I actually, when we go back, we won't do it this trip, but when we go back in October into November, it's a family trip for us. Our kids haven't gone in 2 years, so our kids are coming. And one of the things that we had talked about was doing all these walking trails for them to see all the animals, because that's not something that we've actually done. We haven't spent a whole ton of time at Animal Kingdom. And we think they'll love it. But I was telling them about the bats, and I think my youngest probably could have crawled under the couch when I started talking about it. But the bats have like a wingspan is the size of my wingspan.
Yeah.
Huge.
And I, you don't know it because when you walk into that enclosure and they're curled up.
Yeah. So you don't just really notice how big they are.
You don't notice it. But then one of them opened up and I think I yelled. I think I was yelling inside the,
you were like, holy.
Yeah, in the building. I kept it kid friendly. I'm at Disney. But this thing opened up its wingspan, and I was like, "Wow!"
Yeah.
No, they're so big.
And for those of you listening, those are fruit bats. So that's what they eat. They eat fruit. So they're not vampire bats.
Right.
So don't freak out. They're fine. You're fine.
I did it. It was something. It was something fascinating. I'll never forget it. And that's something that I definitely want my kids to experience when we go down this November. So
I think
for me,
I would like to go. I think I would like to go do that with you. I'll take my turn and we'll recap this, and I'll let Charlotte go next.
Okay.
I've only been on it once. I've only been through it once. I don't really have a lot to add other than what you've already said, Lisa, other than the fact that I was just a little disappointed because when I went through it, I did not get to see the Tigers were not out, which to me is the main draw of that thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, the bats were cool, and they got some deer, and they got a Komodo dragon, and some other cool stuff to see. I'm not saying the Tigers are the only thing to see, but I think that's the draw, is to go watch the Tigers out there.
Oh, of course,
and,
yes.
I didn't get to see them, so I'd like to do that again because I've only done it once.
They were definitely out when I went, so.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to sum up that this is one of my favorite attractions in all of Walt Disney World.
Wow,
I have done.
That's a strong statement.
This is a strong statement because, and it is one of my favorites because it is so peaceful. And yes, you could walk through it in 10 minutes, but you could also spend an hour back there and really just take your time and sit and watch the tigers as they play in the water. And, you know, they're given their enrichment toys where they have bowls that have like food in them or heads of lettuce or stuff that they bat around in the water. And when you spend so much time back there and the cast members who are assigned to who that's their area that they work and they know the animals and they can tell you more about them and you get to really hear the stories of them and where they came from and if the tiger is, you know, if they're looking to have cubs or anything like that, and just how Disney is working in conservation. You really get a lot of that when you spend a lot of time back there. One of the reasons I love Maharaja Jungle Trek so much is because when we first became homeschoolers, we unschooled for a year, and we spent an entire month camping at the fort, at Fort Wilderness, and we did a lot of the youth education series classes. And one of our classes was on Animal Kingdom and the story that was being told in Animal Kingdom. And they really highlighted Maharaja Jungle Trek. As you walk through there, you notice that there's a lot of relief art and paintings. And if you pay attention to those, they tell a story as you go through the entire grounds, which is made to look like a temple that has that's been destroyed. And if you look at this art and you pay attention to it, you see that we lived with animals and then we tried to control the animals. We killed them all. We lost a lot of our forestry. We did not take care of the earth, and what happened is we ruined it for ourselves, basically. And it just comes full circle of how now we need to know how we need to be in this earth to live peacefully with nature, one and together, and not against each other. And it just, once you see what the story the Imagineers wanted us to see out of that, it gives you so much more. It just takes it so much deeper than just a walk through and seeing the animals. You suddenly start seeing it as a conservationist and someone.
I think that's fantastic, and not only just because of that, because there's an overall theme in Animal Kingdom about conservation, and that how that ties in. I think it's wonderful.
It's absolutely wonderful. And tigers are one of the most threatened animals in the entire world, and to see them and to hear what Disney is doing to help their conservation efforts is just amazing. And then at the end of the trail, when you get to the aviary and you have over 50 different species of birds that you're never going to see in your backyard, these are...
That part freaks me out a little bit. I'm just worried about them pooping on me. That's the only reason. The birds don't freak me. I just don't want to get pooped on.
You know, that's good luck.
I was just going to say the same thing, Charlie.
The only people that say it's good luck is the people who get pooped on.
But it when you are able to see it in the way that the Imagineers want you to see it, it becomes such a different experience. And so that's one reason it's one of my favorite places in all of Walt Disney World.
That's awesome.
Great assessment of that.
So now we have to make sure Charlotte comes with us in October, November when we go, so she can kind of curate and tell us the story as we go through.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Tour guide.
I'll be your guide.
Be prepared. I have my audio recorder with me.
Perfect.
All right. So.
Your spin, Jimmy.
Guess it's my spin, and then we'll do one more, and then we'll wrap this up. So, all right. Here we go.
Very nice.
Look at that.
It's spinning less than when you did it, Lisa.
I don't know.
Still impressive, nonetheless.
All right. It's slowing down.
Slowing down,
Mom. All right. And it's a small world.
Aw. That's right. And it was for the United Nations Children's Fund. They were, Walt was asked to make something for that, and that's what he came up with.
Correct.
Yeah. And so, I'll let you guys kind of go first. Who went first last time?
I'll take the helm on this, and I think, well, Jimmy certainly knows why. So we'll start with me, and I will say, while I love and appreciate the history around this, no more so than when we did episode 139 with Jeffrey Sherman, and I watched The Boys, and I learned more about the Sherman brothers and It's a Small World and all that it meant to them and all that it meant to Walt Disney. With all of that being said, this could possibly be my least favorite ride at Walt Disney World.
Oh my God.
It creeps you out, right?
I'm so glad we started with you.
This is why I wanted to start. This could possibly be, hands down, my least favorite attraction in all of Disney World.
We're going to have to
with that.
I'm going to change your point of view on it.
You can try. My children have tried. My children love this ride. They love this attraction.
I'm going to ride with them.
Then. And I think all children do. I think there's something magical. Mm-hmm. For them to go through. But the first time I ever went to Walt Disney World, I was 8 years old, and we went on it, and I got off the attraction, and I looked at my father and said, please don't make me go on that again.
So you were against world peace. You were against world peace at eight.
It's good to know. It's that, and then it went again when I was 14 with my cousin, who my mother said, let's go on, it's a small world, and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom, or something, or I think somebody called me, or I don't feel well. I was trying to find a reason not to go on, so I didn't go on with them. And my poor cousin
Charlotte,
got off.
Charlotte, your turn.
Well, I can understand what Lisa's talking about, it can definitely creep you out, especially at the end of the ride, you know, how the boat kind of hangs up and you're sitting in that one room for a little bit until you can move on to disembark. But honestly, I love this ride. I love the joyful innocence of it. I love the whole unity message because I'm all about unity. And I love the Mary Blair art in there. The art in there is fantastic. I have quite a few different little things that are like the kangaroo and a couple of different scenes of that I have blown up as pictures because I just really love that art. And the song is catchy the first time or two that you hear it. But I definitely can understand why Lisa would be creeped.
You know, I mean, I get the kind of the repetitiveness of it, and so I get it, I guess, but it doesn't really. It doesn't drive me as nuts as I've seen some people say it does. And
yeah,
it's just me, and I don't know. And you know, probably, you know, kind of what Lisa said. I think, you know, part of that is probably the interview we did with Jeffrey Sherman and talking about his dad, and you know, and for those of you who have not listened to that episode, what episode is it again, Lisa?
Number 139.
I highly, highly, highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode, because it's a great, great story. And he told us about how, you know, his dad before passing said, you know, if I pass and I can, you know, I ever come back, I'll be standing at the end of It's a Small World thanking people for coming mm-hmm. on and enjoying the attraction. So it's such a beautiful story, and gave me such a different point of view of the attraction than I originally had. And I don't think I disliked it before, but it really, and the, understanding the meaning of it, and that you go through all these different cultures and you see all these different dolls and different garb, you know, and then when you get into that last room and you see all the same dolls, but they're all in white. And I mean, it's just a story that, you know what, we're not any different. We're all the same. We're all people on this earth. And so it really is just a great, great, great story. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic Disney attraction.
It's a great message. The last room is probably my favorite of all of them. But I agree with you. While I don't care for the song from a repetitive nature, I can absolutely appreciate the history and the message that it has.
Yeah, also, I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's also, I mean, iconic, you know?
Definitely.
One of the things I wanted to say, tell you, I was looking for the name of it, Charlotte, is I think on the last episode we did, I talked about one of the books I got when Sam was talking about Dave Smith, and I was talking about I got that the Disney A to Z book from the Disney Movie Rewards.
Yes.
Since then, I've also gotten another book from them called The Art and Flair of Mary Blair, an appreciation. And it's available on Disney Movie Rewards for like 2,250 points. And I got that, and it is fantastic. If you're a fan of Mary Blair,
definitely.
I'm always looking, you know, a lot of the stuff on the Disney Movie Rewards, some of it's, you know, so they got movies and stuff on there that you can get, but I always look for kind of off-the-wall stuff. So the Disney A to Z book was really good. It's like an 8-pound book. And then the Mary Blair, if you want like a really cool like coffee table book, it's beautiful. It really is. I mean, it's just a total like tribute to her and a lot of Disney tie-ins. So
awesome. I'll definitely look for that. I have some points to cash in anyway.
Yep. So I love the attraction. I think it's so iconic. The attraction and the song. I think you play that song, people automatically associate it with the ride and with Disney. So
We ride it every time.
I think we ride it every trip, and you know it typically doesn't have a terribly long wait. I like since they refurbished it and made the inside look like the original in Disneyland with the clock mm-hmm. and the all the numbers and stuff. That's really cool. So,
speaking of the Disneyland Small World, I did not get to ride that during my trip because my Disneyland day was actually the day of its birthday, so it was very crowded and lines were long, and I had to pick and choose which one I wanted. But I did stand outside of the Small World there for a few minutes when it was an hour change and the clock was in motion. And if you ever are at Disneyland, definitely take a minute just to stand there and watch the clockworks and everything that's going on with that. It was amazing. It was so beautiful. I got it on video. And I felt like even if I didn't get to ride it, I got some small world in with the way the clock was working. And it was very cool.
And if you get on the right boat, it'll take you to Tomorrowland.
What?
You'd have to see this. Have you seen Tomorrowland, the movie?
Yeah.
No, I have not seen that.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Don't make fun of me.
Oh, my God. Watch
the movie. It's actually pretty good.
I'm busy reading all the books.
If you watch the movie Tomorrowland with George Clooney, I'm telling you, it's a fantastic. And Hugh Laurie, fantastic movie.
Is it? Because I was worried that it was going to be not fantastic, and I was going to be disappointed.
So, look, I don't think it got great. I don't think it did fantastic at the box office, but I think for what it is, it was a really good movie. I think for somebody like us who's a Disney nerd, you'll truly appreciate it because there's a lot of references. There's a lot of stuff Disney tied in
there. Easter eggs. Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a ton. There's one part in a toy store that, I mean, there's probably 100 Easter eggs.
Really? Oh, my goodness. I mean, that would be awesome.
You could see all kind of crazy stuff in there. So, I think you should watch it. Take the time and watch that one for sure.
I just want to make sure I still love George Clooney at the end.
Oh, you'll love him more, I think.
Okay.
If you're a fan, I think you'll like him more.
I am a fan.
Yeah, I think you'll like him more. I really do.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That's one of my favorite movies.
That's a good one. I like that movie. Yeah. All right. Lisa, I was going to let you speak, but we're not going to finish with your negativity today.
No more negativity on Small World.
Wow.
We'll just take your kids on in October, and you can.
I'm going to go ride with Lisa.
Hold
kids.
Our drink.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can go wave through us in the window at Pinocchio Village.
Exactly. We'll see
Perfect.
You there.
I love the plan. Let's do that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. This has really been fun. I truly, truly enjoyed it. So thanks to everybody that listened. And look, we appreciate you guys listening. Please come join us for the live stream. As I said earlier, it's a great way for us to connect with you on a different level than just putting out the podcast and you listening to it. You can come chat with us and ask us questions and get it answered right there. If you're wanting to go down to Disney, the end of October, beginning of November would be a great time. The Disney Nerds Podcast is having a meetup in Walt Disney World. The two meetups, I'll be there October 28th through November 5th. The two meetups are going to be on November 3rd. We're going to have a half sample-thon. We did this 2 years ago, and the second half of it was supposed to be last year, but it got canceled because of the hurricane. So it's November 3rd at 5 o'clock. We're going to start in Canada. We're going to meet up in Canada at 5 o'clock and then work our way through Food and Wine Festival halfway around to with a goal of being in America for 8 o'clock for the 8 o'clock concert. And then we'll probably hang out there and wait till 10 and watch Illuminations. And then along the way, we'll be trying different foods and drinks and stuff like that. It's all of our stuff that we do is family friendly. So if you're going to be down with the family, feel free to bring the kids. I will tell you that there will be people indulging in adult beverages. But it's a group of adults. Nobody gets out of hand and gets crazy. So definitely, it's definitely an environment where the kids are welcomed and probably
family friendly.
Yeah, it's all family friendly. So please, if you're gonna be down there, come join us for that. And then on November 4th, we're gonna have our scavenger hunt. This is our fourth annual scavenger hunt. This year is the second year we're having it at Magic Kingdom. Last year we had it at Magic Kingdom. We did half of about half of the park. Mm-hmm. This year we're going to do the other half, so it'll be parts of Main Street, Adventureland, Frontierland, and Liberty Square. So come join
us. It's a lot of fun.
So that'll be Saturday, November 4th. We'll meet on Center Street, which is the first street when you're going down Main Street. It's on the right by the Pandora store. It's a little dead end street. We meet down at the dead end down there at 11 o'clock. we'll gather everybody up. We'll put teams together, hand out the scavenger hunts, talk about the rules, talk about where we'll meet up at the end, send everybody out. At the end, we'll have a spot for everybody to meet at about 2 o'clock. We'll score the scavenger hunts, maybe do some Disney trivia. We give out some prizes to the winner and some of the losers. We usually have giveaways and stuff for everybody.
That's right.
Everybody has a chance to walk away with a little something. And that, too, is absolutely a blast for the kids. Ed does a fantastic job of putting these things together.
You will come away even nerdier than you are now.
Yeah, because you get to, Ed really does a good job. It makes you dig in the details a little bit and to find these things and take pictures with cast members and stuff like that. So it's
so much fun.
It's a lot of fun. So please, if you're looking to do a trip, this is a great time to do a trip. We do still have group rooms rates available for that time. You can shoot a message to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, and I can get you the information. Because it's a group contract, I can't share the rates publicly, but if you shoot me a message, I'll get you the rates. We had rooms available at All Star Sports, Caribbean Beach, and Animal Kingdom Lodge. The rooms at Caribbean Beach are now sold out, so we still have rooms at All Star Sports and Animal Kingdom Lodge. And then if you book with the group discount, you can also get group discounted tickets, which are pretty nice too. So last year, I can tell you, we looked at the group rate versus AP or Florida resident. Our group rate was better than the AP rate or the Florida resident rate. So it really good deal. They take care of us. And then they also try and put us close together. So if you're staying at All Star Sports, they'll try and put you close to other members of the group that are at All Star Sports. So come join us for that. All the information for that, all the details, if you want to, is in the events section of the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. You can go in there, read the details, and then also click and let us know if you're going to come. You don't have to, but it gives us a better idea who to expect. So please come join us.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be no hurricanes this year.
Yeah, I think we're going to go late enough this year. Hopefully that we don't have to worry about that. And hopefully we'll get some little bit cooler weather. So if you want to email us, you can send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Like I said earlier, the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. Join our group, Disney Nerds, at the Disney Nerds on Twitter, and at the Disney Nerds Podcast on Instagram. Thank you all for joining us, and have a good night. Quaharini.
So long, everybody.
Just keep swimming.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your